Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So, upon further review, there's a story that was floated out there in the NFL that just might be a complete load of crap. We will get into all of that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Friday morning. It's a Black Friday. If you are in a car, doing some shopping, listening on the iHeartRadio app. If you're still up from the night before, God bless. I don't know how you do it, but we appreciate you hanging out with us here as we take you all the way up till the end of the hour here, boys. Having some fun. We got boots on the ground, by the way, near the big house. Now, you're going to be in Ann Arbor soon, and are you guys going to be doing, because you got some competition there on location again this week, right?
Yeah, they're following us around. I mean, they don't have the game, but they're following us around. So I'm not sure where they'll be located. Usually we don't really cross paths, see one another, but we've got a little bit of a competition like always. But look, that stadium holds 100,000 people, so trust me, there will be no problem having enough fans for both sets.
And by the way, you can hear the simulcast of Big Noon Kickoff coming up on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow morning as well, too, here on FSR. So at 10 Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific, you can hear Brady Quinn on, it's basically Fox Sports Radio. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
You know what's crazy? It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe Radio, because don't you come on before?
I do the weekend overnight, and then there could be some things changing soon.
Okay.
But yeah,
see. Well, we come on after Brady finishes
up on game. Damn right.
So we're kind of big, and a big deal.
Hold on. Jonas, what do you have to talk about? You got something coming on?
No, nothing. Not at all. Definitely not.
I think
not,
you just hinted at something.
Did I just spoil her? Did I do that?
Kinda,
dang. I did that with Joy, too. Doggone it. Doug on it.
Happy Black Friday, folks.
So now you're going to go to Black Friday, huh? You're going to turn into a Rachel thing.
That's who you're going to blame it on?
You're going to deflect to Black Friday.
That's messed up, man.
So basically, you just took an indirect shot at me for spoiler alert.
No, that's not.
I'm sorry you have to deal with this. I apologize. Jonas and everyone else out there.
Thank you, Brady.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe Jonas would do that.
He makes one mistake. Blames are right on you.
No, jeez.
Black Friday.
I thought we were just gonna.
Why'd you get that in there?
Move right along.
That's when you knew it was. That's when you knew
it was Bucky Larson. Bucky Larson.
Happy Black Friday. That's when you know somebody really doesn't like you.
Hey, by the way, speaking of which, your co-host on Up on Game, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, was on with Doug Gottlieb on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday as well.
How about that?
It's like everybody's. It's like all one big family.
We're just connected. Yeah,
you know,
we're
like
connected.
We get around, man. This show,
we definitely do, man.
Get around.
We're a big deal, you know.
Absolutely.
But you don't become a big deal without working your ass off.
I agree. Man.
We're all ass workers, you know. I mean, workers offers or something to that effect.
Was that a dump? I'll tell you this much.
Go ahead and dump that one.
That's where dumps come from. Dumps definitely come from that area.
Hey, LeVar's on the board.
Two shows in a row.
Yes.
Two shows in a row.
Hey.
I don't know if we dumped that, but that is surely where the dump comes from.
We did. We absolutely did, LeVar.
It sounded amazing, though, I'll tell you that.
It did. That is a two in a row. It is a Cal Ripken-type streak here. LeVar's got two dumps in a row here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm taking the over on Monday next week. Right now.
Are you doing it? Oh, man. Listen, you get a little
squirrely. It's a holiday, man. Yeah. Like, I had to go ahead and just
be in
rear form.
That stool gets a little loose. You know?
Yeah.
It's about to.
That is hilarious.
No, not kidding. All right.
Ew.
All right. Now, I know you guys were all over this Patch.com story over the past several days. You couldn't stop talking about it. I mean, just bloviating.
I love how this has exploded into now like a running joke.
What do you mean?
All I was doing was questioning the source of the report.
And then
I get chastised by you guys. And I get made fun of because I'm the only one who looked up what Patch.com was, which is essentially the equivalent of Nextdoor. For anyone who lives in a neighborhood where, like, there's all these, it's mostly the moms who are just tweeting out or posting stuff
next
or whatever
door.
On the Nextdoor app about the neighborhood, Patch.com is essentially that for news. It's like you can subscribe, become a member, and literally create content.
Listen,
like,
that's
what it is.
Look,
it's like a gossip column for adults.
I mean, it may be. I mean, I don't really partake in it, but I know you were all over this Patch.com story over the past few days in which they said that Matt Nagy was going to be out as head coach of the Chicago Bears, win or lose, following the game on Thursday. As it turns out, you got the front office, which disputed the reports, talked to the players. Matt Nagy disputed the reports. There were fire Nagy chants everywhere from high school games to a pro wrestling event to a Bulls game. And then the Bears go out yesterday. And I thought, I mean, if you're
they
not convinced.
They took out a battle axe.
Yeah. If you're not convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl contender after yesterday, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you were watching. But Nagy did talk to reporters afterwards and talk to the media about the rumors that were out there over the past several days.
So there was a report that came out that was false, and that's where it started. And then we had practice, and we continued with our days, and we had our practices like we normally would, and I cleared it up with the team. And then, as I think everybody is aware, the next day, George came in and had a good talk with the team and confirmed that that was true, and then we went about our business.
So that being said, they're still not very good. That is not a very good football team.
I don't buy that. See, what needed to happen was Nagy and Dalton needed to have like just kind of a resurrection of what they had originally planned on. And they had the opportunity to do it on Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Unsolved mysteries.
We need something for this.
Hey, come on now. Little Robert Stack is now joining us in studio here. He's got his trench coat on. He's got a Santa hat, but he is wearing an N95 mask for you people out there concerned. Robert Stack is back with us here on Fox Sports Radio. He's actually playing a kazoo version of Unsolved Mysteries. Take it away, LeVar.
All right. So what happened here? Was you had a very, very interesting movement where they allowed Justin Fields to get them ribs cracked a little bit. Justin had to take the week off in a desperate action to change the fortunes of this franchise, this football team. They had a come together meeting as a group of captains and leaders of the team and said, we need Andy Dalton back in the game, but we don't know how to do it. So we're going to allow for Justin Fields to get his ass beat up and he won't be able to play. And now we're going to have to put in Andy Dalton, and he's going to come in and on one of the biggest stages in all of football during the course of the year, Thanksgiving. The Bears shall anoint Andy Dalton the starter for the rest of the season, and we're going to contend for the NFC North.
Bam. Well done. That is Andy hit the post.
Wow.
That is a job.
Bam.
Can we get a round of applause for LeVar Arrington?
I think he's on to something.
Yeah.
I think he's on to something.
Nagy, you believe, and Brady, you said this when Justin Fields came in that game against Cleveland. He wasn't ready to go, and Nagy probably knew that from the get-go.
Yeah, you know that. I mean, look, when you first draft a player, in particular a quarterback, but like any, this really is for any player, there's a lot of verbiage, and there's a lot to these offenses, what you're asked to do. And when they start, like, you get in the huddle, and guys don't know even where to line up, or a quarterback has a hard time repeating the play in the huddle, and then you go out there, and they have a hard time executing the play. Now, they might have run the play before, but it's the entire operation. It's like every piece of it. When you have someone who you can see a drastic difference between Andy Dalton, how he operates as a veteran, and then Justin Fields, where Dalton's done it before, he knows how it's supposed to sound, he knows how it's supposed to look. Fields has an idea, but he's like different level, still figuring that out. It's very obvious. And there's things naturally that, like, I don't care what offense, if I was to go into a game and play right now, I'm running. I know if like, we have a certain run play, I know how we can block that or how it can work versus certain defenses and fronts. And so it doesn't matter what you call the play. I can help make the run right. Like, that's what a veteran presence brings. Or, hey, it looks like they're bringing this sort of pressure. Okay, here's what we're doing with the offensive line. You guys are blocking these five guys over here, back your guy here to here. Like, you could do all of that. When you're a rookie, you walk in, like, you don't know, like, how, if you're supposed to, all those things. So I just, I think there's a drastic difference there. And it was probably eye-opening for Matt Nagy. And then as the season went on, he realized, I don't have another card to play. This team's not good enough. Dalton's not playing well enough. He gets hurt. Like, at some point, I've got to put Fields in just to ultimately take some pressure off of me.
Do you guys think it was Matt Nagy or somebody above Nagy who said go to Fields?
Above.
Yeah, I agree.
Above.
Because the timing of it was weird. He had said Andy Dalton's a starter. He kept saying Andy Dalton's a starter when he comes back from injury. And then all of a sudden, he came back the next day and was like, Justin Fields is going to be the starter moving forward. That had to have been from above. Somebody who talked to Matt Nagy about it had to have been. I just didn't buy it.
Well, you didn't have to buy it yesterday, and they won the game. Now,
dominant performance.
However you want to look at it, however you like to look at it, there's always the possibility that you could have said that, you know what, for the Bears to have put up the 16 points that they were able to do and outlast the Lions at 14.
That's right. Outlast
Justin
them,
Fields.
Baby.
Justin Fields may not have been the one that did that. Maybe Justin Fields might have been only good for 10 points or only 3 points.
Can I ask this question? Are we going to ask
about Matt Nagy's job security
after every game.
Absolutely.
I think
all
it's a
because
great
of
question.
Patch.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your site.
Patch has led the way.
Yeah. Patch.com.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And they've gotten all of those people to start chanting out, you know, fire Nagy. You know, it's Patch is on
is
the rise.
Is that more of an indictment of how manipulative we are? They haven't fired a coach during the season in 100 years.
Yeah.
And they're going to start now?
See, they did this when Trestman, the final year Mark Trestman was there, they were harassing, like his daughter was getting harassed at school, and now Nagy's kids are getting harassed. Like, that's the part of this that I think a lot of people sort of...
Take umbrage with.
Well, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman kind of alluded to it.
They mentioned it. Yeah.
They're like, look, it's the family who's got to wear this. Like, I mean...
The coaches are insulated, I think, is what he said, but the families are exposed.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got, I mean, his kids don't have anything to do with this. Like, are people that, I get you're fanatical and they love the Bears. They're the top team in town, but come on, for God's sakes, man. I mean, like, what are you doing harassing kids?
So you said the coaches are insulated. Coaches and players are callous to it.
Yeah, they are.
We hear it
some.
All the time. Well, some, but still to a degree, different degrees, but we hear it every time we go into a road stadium, right? You know, you hear that. You hear when people are talking trash to you and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're naturally callous to it. It's your family that's not used to that atmosphere. And that's the hard thing to explain to them or to demonstrate to them, like, how you have to, you know, overcome that, you know, or how you have to not focus on that and focus on the task at hand. And that's the hard thing. Like, most people aren't geared for that. It's a small percentage as far as head coaches, players who are able to handle that. And so when it starts getting to their family, that's what makes the job miserable. That's what makes it difficult to be able to focus on, because now it hits home. And that's a whole different type of emotional feeling for any player or head coach when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and not everybody has Matt Stafford's wife who's got a pretzel cannon attached to her shoulder, and she just fires food at people when they get out of line. Hey, it's got to happen. Got to take care of matters.
I'm on high school campuses pretty much every day. I'm around high school people every day. The amount of cattiness that takes place at the high school level is almost adult level at this point. And the weirdness of it all is that they can get their cattiness across by being influencers on social media within their whole ecosystem at that high school. And it's pretty wild. So stuff like that leads to some really, really serious issues, man. Like, it's, you know, people could take it light and say, oh, this is, you know, this and it's that. But in the grand scheme of things, when you look at the dynamics that play out on high school campuses, it can get really, really intense, like really intense. And it can become really, really disruptive to a family in a way that, man, like, you know, like where you're talking about needing to either get them out of the school or get them help.
Yeah.
And that's never any good, man. It's never any good.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up next, are things as bad as they seem for one team in the NFL? This is a team people were talking Super Bowl not long ago. We'll get into all that for you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts
people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up in, we'll call it 10 minutes from now, I'm going to ask a question regarding one of the bigger games in the NFL this weekend to the guys. I want to see what their thoughts are, because this might piss some people off out there, some staunch defenders of one quarterback in the NFL. So we'll get to that here in about 10 minutes from now. I do want to ask you this, though, just finishing up on the Bears Lions game.
Has this been a dream week for you?
No,
so much Bears talk.
No,
like you love talking about it.
No,
childhood team.
Here's the question, Avery. It actually has nothing to do with the Bears.
Okay.
When the Lions have the double timeout that they get called for, and basically that's the official's discretion to, they don't have to even acknowledge the second timeout. But Aaron Glenn, the DC, was so adamant that he wanted another timeout that they had to, you know, throw the flag. There was a report out that half the secondary believed it was one thing and the other half believed it was another call, and that's why they had to call the timeout at that point. How the hell does one half of the defense think it's one thing and the other half think it's the other?
It's possible.
How?
It's actually possible because.
What do you mean how? Like people mess up snap cadences?
What? Like
all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
you
so
have 12 men on the field.
Okay,
I mean, it's not that impossible.
So exactly one half. All right. So like, what are we talking about here? Like how
well,
does
you can't have exactly one half?
Exactly
of anything,
because it's 11. Yeah, because it's 11. Yeah. You don't know
but
that.
You could, but it could be
degrees,
half of the field, though. You know what I mean? Like the idea of it. The idea of it is that if the call gets some way. Like a lot of calls can sound the same, and there's a variation. Like there could be a prefix, or there could be something. It could be a color. It could be an animal.
Yeah. Those defensive calls, they're not long, right? Like you remember, those guys on defense, they can't remember a lot, so they got to have like short.
Oh, hey, LeVar, don't let him say that. That is unbelievable.
Am I wrong?
We remember a few things. We remember when quarterbacks talk S on us.
Hold on, bro. No. You know what I remember? I remember when I asked you if you had your choice. If you had your choice, what would you say? Which would you rather call?
I would play offense if I had
there
my
you
choice.
Go, see? All no, over you said again. You'd call offense.
I would call. Well, I'm going to call offense if I go back to coaching this year.
Hey,
I'm call offense.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's interesting because
dark side, baby.
Again, a lot of the way, and I draw. Well, not really. The way I draw up the plays because I draw up our playbook. I don't use a pre-existing one. I draw it up based upon our personnel groupings and what we're trying to get done and the amount of personnel that we have. So, you know, when you think about it, you have to create prefixes or you have to create parts that apply to each singular group. So you got to apply to the receivers. You got to apply to the running backs. It has to be for the line. What is the protection? What side? What direction is it going in? Where are the motions going? Is it a shift? What is the shift called? Is there a poison pill? Like it's like a whole lot of different things that you have to wrap up into one sentence or one call. And on defense, it's a little different, right? And on defense, it's like, okay, what is our front? It's pretty simple. Either it's an over front or it's an under front. Or in some cases nowadays, you know, you have three-man fronts. Some people do two-man fronts. I mean, it just depends on what the defense is running. So in a pro style, you're probably going to have.
You're making this sound really complicated.
Is it complicated?
Yeah. It's either man or zone. What type of zone?
That's true. That is true. But if you're asking how can it get complicated, that's how it could get complicated where it could get mixed up, right? If you have a safety playing a linebacker's position in nickel or dime, right? Like if you're in a pass coverage situation, are you in man or are you in zone? Some parts you may run a combo coverage, and one side of the field is going to do man based upon the formation, and somebody's going to do zone. So the point is it can get confused. You can get confused on what you're going to do if you're not on the same page with the call.
Yeah, that's why I always just preferred keeping it simple, going to the dog blitz 59.
Oh, here it is.
Zach
it is.
Zero.
Yep, that's a call.
Mayday,
that's a call
Mayday Roger 48 thingamajigger.
As LeVar could tell you, a defensive
Eagle
call is never that long.
Yeah.
Never that long.
But again, I'm just talking ball here. You know, I don't know. You guys don't get it. You never play
you're
the game.
You're big on 22s.
Yeah, you guys don't get it. You know, you'd never play the game. You don't understand how that works. All right.
If you hear bird, what are you thinking? If they're giving a bird alert, if they're giving you a bird alert, right? They're telling you it's a pass alert.
You know, we used to always give defenses way too much credit, and like they still to this day, offenses do this. Like we'll go back and listen to the TV copy to hear what's out there, like what people can hear, and just to change our code words. And honestly, like in my experience, you could literally tell a linebacker or like any other player, like, hey, this is what we're running. And they'll look at you like, I don't know if I should believe him or not. And then you could literally just run that play.
Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. It's just, like we used to always say like, we'd slide in like clown or dummy. And whenever we'd say that, anything I said after that didn't matter. And so I would try to use terms that we had used before or earlier in the game or like other legitimate terms at times if my guys were smart enough. And then that way it would throw off the defense because they would hear certain things and be like, oh, we're going to check to this. They're doing this. And it was like, no, we're not. We already had a we had a little dummy call in there. Y'all didn't hear it, and then now you guys have changed your entire defense, and you're doing exactly what we want you to do. Mm-hmm. Like there's all sorts of little games like that that go on at the line of scrimmage. It's one of the most fun, cool things ever that like never gets talked about.
A little bilingual fun fact here. You know how you say clown in Spanish?
Payaso.
Damn right. Little payaso. How about that, Lamar? Payaso.
Yeah, I was unaware of that.
Yeah, payaso.
You okay, know, just I will not remember. I will not remember.
I'm saying a little payaso next time. Two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up in about 15 minutes from now, somebody in the NFL is dealing with something and dealt with something that many of you have dealt with, and it is not a fun thing whatsoever. Some would call him a hero. We will get into that 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so we talked about the Cowboys and the Raiders game, all the penalties. By the way, for those of you that are out there going, they were completely wrong. These are the two most penalized teams in the NFL. So this has been kind of an issue for Dallas and Las Vegas all year long. And it seems like the Raiders are always a team that's penalized a lot. But let me just throw this at you.
Dude, 14 per team?
I mean,
come on. Hey, I don't care if they're the two most penalized. You don't see that many. Look, that was egregious.
The officials got to get some love on Thanksgiving. They got to work a holiday. Can't they have some fun out there and throw laundry around a little bit? I mean, why do we got to hate on officials?
Too much fun. They're having way too much fun, man.
That's not the fun part.
I mean, they're having way too much.
You do think, though, that now because Jerry Jones spoke out on it, do you think they're going to start to dial it back a little bit? That
it sounds like a conspiracy theory.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like,
is that a conspiracy theory?
Does Jerry Jones not wield maybe more power than anybody in the NFL?
Turn the music on.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory. I don't know if we want to go conspiracy theory on that.
Okay. We're going to pump in the brakes on this.
I was just trying to get their attention. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or anything like that. But,
Listen,
I'm just Jerry Jones does wield a certain amount of power in the NFL. And when he speaks out on something, it feels like maybe we would see a turn and maybe they'll start to dial it down on the penalties. But here's my thought for everybody out there that's piling on the Dallas Cowboys because they lost another big game. Look at the NFC. Are you that convinced by anybody in the NFC right now that when it comes down to it, they're clearly head and shoulders better than the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, let me ask you guys this. Who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
Tampa Bay.
Huh. Yeah. Not Green Bay?
No.
I think it's between Arizona and Green Bay.
Okay, so I'm glad you said Arizona because that was going to be the next team I threw out. LeVar, if I was to give you Arizona and the field in the NFC to make it to the Super Bowl, who would you take?
The field.
Yeah.
That's
I think, more proves your point, Jonas.
It's wide open.
Is even the best team, you still don't have much confidence in them going in and trying to make a run to the Super Bowl. Like, if you were to give me one team in the AFC, like, I would be more inclined to take the Chiefs and be okay with that than any other team, just because in recent history, that's all I've seen is the Chiefs be able to make a run for it. And so as much as I want to believe in Buffalo or Baltimore or whoever else you want to throw out there, I feel more confident in that. The hard part is that maybe the best team right now is the Arizona Cardinals, but it's hard to believe that they're going to be able to make this run to a Super Bowl. And by the way, do we know is J.J. Watt for sure out even if they were to go to the Super Bowl?
I think so. Okay. I think he is. At least that was the expectation.
I would hate for him not to have a chance to get back and play in one if the Cardinals made it. Well, like, that would be
he would come back.
I hope he can.
Knowing him, he would come back just for that.
Well, I mean, he would definitely warm up before the game and make sure people were watching. I mean, I think that's
by himself.
You know, 100%. I mean, that's
go through his pass rush progressions and
it would
run
be
blocking.
The equivalent of Russell Wilson's 2-minute pregame.
Absolutely. Here's the other thing: is Tom Brady's 44 years old? Is he the most healthy starting quarterback of all the
44.
Contenders? Yeah, he's 44.
Is he even that old?
Tom Brady's 44 years old.
But he just turned 43.
But listen, he could be 85. Who cares?
Well, sometimes the facts get a little bit skewed with you.
Hey, so. My philosophy: round up in all things in life, and it never hurts you in the long run. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady's 44
years old.
He just
turned 44 August 3rd.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he turned 44 August 3rd. But here's my point. So he's 44 years old. Is he the most healthy starting quarterback of all the contenders in the NFC right now?
I was just asking my buddy this because he went and saw them play on Monday night.
I don't know, man. Matthew Stafford looks banged up at times.
He's healthy. But I'm saying, like, it's not even like health as far as how he moves.
Just
he's
health, moving, period.
What's just like, I was like, do you think he's getting plastic surgery, dude? Because, like, he just looks overall healthier and, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, he glows now, like, since he's been to Tampa. Like,
oh, jeez,
is he? I'm serious. Like, is he getting,
LeVar's so disappointed.
Is he getting, like, plastic surgery or something? Because I don't know. Maybe it's his diet. Like, he just looks overall, like, better.
Okay. Look at
he looks like a healthier human being.
Arizona, banged up quarterback. Green Bay, banged up quarterback. Dallas has had a banged up quarterback throughout the course of the season. Yeah. Stafford looks banged up at times.
Well, he looks banged up. He's not. But you're saying
that's.
That.
I don't. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Here's the hard part.
You can't add him in there on that.
Jonas is just throwing him in there because he looks.
Yeah,
banged
he's gone. And he tried to like.
What breathe, do you want me to do?
Like breeze past it. Like he's healthy, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I said,
it's okay.
So that's what matters.
We could say Tom Brady looks healthier than a healthy Matthew Stafford, but. I mean, he's healthy.
Welcome to the Art of Sports Talk Radio. You just sort of slide things in there and hope nobody
you
notices.
You slid it real quick, bro.
You're used to that. Slide in a lot of things.
Welcome to Sports Talk with the Q Brothers. We're not letting you slide
stuff in. No one says anything.
It is just amazing how a simple football conversation turns into this.
Finley talking about people getting two sacks in the game and all that. I mean, we're not going to let him slide. Why would we just let you slide?
Yeah, listen, I don't, you know. Finley has left the building.
He got right on up out of there.
He's no longer in the building. But, Tom Brady, it looks like maybe he's just sweating. Maybe the humidity has done him well in Tampa. He's just sweating everything out.
I was asking my buddy, I was like, what do you think it is? Because he was there for the game. I said, what'd that run look like in person? He goes, I kid you not, you would have thought he was like 24, not 44. Like, the way he took off, he goes, I think he's – we were having a conversation about it over Thanksgiving. He was like, I think he's moving better now than he did back when he was 24, which is crazy to think about 2 decades later, and he looks better than what he did.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. It is a Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up next, somebody in the NFL dealt with something that many of you have dealt with, and you might even deal with it this weekend. Find out the details for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates a little over 10 minutes from now, it is the Dan Patrick Show. And in for Dan Patrick, Jason McIntyre and Rob Parker will be in on the show. So,
oh, will they?
Yeah. So, by the way, Rob
Parker. So what would that sound like if Rob Parker, for example, was talking about his Thanksgiving?
Oh, come on. It's what I've been saying for years. They call him Stat Padford. Stop it!
What about the other dude?
My cheese was hot.
What about the other dude?
Oh, Jason McIntyre? J-Mac?
No.
It's my guy.
Hey, how would Carrie do it?
They really, really love me.
Oh, little Harry Carrie.
How would Carrie do it?
Okay.
Two on, two out. Second inning. Deuces are wild. Here at Wrigley. Rob Parker stops off to the plate. 2-2 count. Deuces continue with the theme here. And Parker spelled backwards is Rickabah.
Hey. Welcome.
Hi.
Yes, Big Daddy.
By the way, do we have the Rob Parker proclaiming what gender he is?
I'm a woman.
Oh, no.
It's my favorite drop in the system. It's my favorite. And I have no idea the context, and I don't want to know.
I do appreciate that about Rob. It's like he has the best drops, and you really have no idea
where
why
came
or
from.
How.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tight pants.
He's unbelievable. Oh, just,
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
hey, trust me, I live there. Without further ado, it's time we get into a little something called this.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to the great Lee DeLapp, our executive producer, to find out what the hell we've missed so far. Lee?
You guys, Daniel Carlson was obviously the hero for the Raiders last night. He was 5-for-5 on field goals, including the game winner in overtime. Well, they were particularly lucky to have them because he was dealing with a little bit of food poisoning, but he told the coaches before the game he was ready to wear adult diapers if needed.
Well, look at him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, hey.
Could you imagine how that would look?
Yeah, it wouldn't look good.
I mean, getting ready to line up for a game-winning kick, and it's very apparent he's wearing Depends.
Yeah, he's wearing diapers. Yeah, you can't hide that. There's no
not in football pants, buddy.
Diaper booty.
Trust me. It's like trying to hide Frank Gore, who, you know, has got all sorts of things jumping around in there.
That is a good point. Yeah. It's like a duffel bag full of sumos. Oh. When is the last time you guys had food poisoning?
Maybe like 3 years ago. It's painful.
And it's like 24 hours, right?
But it's a pretty intense 24.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, I had it. I had it rough.
Bad, you know those things like the bomb unit rolls in and they put the bomb inside of it and they detonate it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what my stomach is. Like I've been blessed with like that sort of stomach where I throw a bunch of stuff in there and it usually ends up being okay. Like I really don't. I can't recall a time where I had food poisoning.
Well, what about you? Oh, you had, a reaction.
I mean, I've been allergic to shellfish. Like, that's different. That's an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, throwing up or anything. I just looked like Hitch from that movie, or Will Smith in the movie Hitch.
You give Brady a shrimp cocktail, it looks like that dog off Turner and Hooch. It's just a bad way to go all the way around.
God, they made a remake of that, and it was absolutely awful. It was actually, like, disrespectful to even try to remake Turner and Hooch, but they did it.
Unbelievable. Lee, what else we got?
You guys, during the halftime of the Saints and Bills last night, the Superdome put on a proper retirement ceremony for Drew Brees. They waited till now because they didn't have a full stadium last year.
Yeah, of course.
Well, they brought on Tom Brady on the Jumbotron to wish him a farewell and tell him not to come back, but you could hardly hear that because he was booed so loud you couldn't hear him over the Jumbotron.
Well, Tom Brady killed his career. What do you mean? Like, he was the last thing he saw before Drew Brees' career went bye-bye.
Well, they just kept going back and forth with that touchdown record, passing yards. It's not like Tom Brady doesn't already have more than everyone. Count the playoffs, folks.
By the way, can people also leave Drew Brees alone about his hair? He looks great. All right, leave him alone. Who cares?
That was a setup. I'm not going for it. No, you got it, Brady.
No, I'm just – no.
You could jump on that one.
What most people don't realize, it looked like he was battling, something.
Hey, we're all going to be there at some point.
Now he's gotten the Jason Witten treatment, and it looks like he's doing good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this much. I enjoyed some of his broadcast. I couldn't hear all of it because I was in transit, but – he was talking about Josh Allen's accuracy, his mechanics. He gave a really good description on camera as to what they're teaching now and all that good stuff. I found it highly educational in comparison to Tony Romo's
Okay, here's the thing. Brees is going to take this serious. Like, that's the one thing you can say about him. He's clearly taking it serious. He's not out there, mailing it in or playing golf 8 days a week and then calling an NFL game on the side. So, at least he is going to be taking it serious. Good for Drew. Leave him alone about his hair. Who cares? He looks fine. He looks great.
He looks distinguished.
Yeah.
Like he's at an award show. Not doing a TV show, but like more like he's receiving an award. But that's okay.
Yeah. Good look for him.
You don't like the distinguished look? Is that what you're saying?
No. I wasn't judging it at all.
Okay.
I was just giving my take on it. My vantage point of it. He looks nice.
Yes, I agree.
He looks dapper.
Yeah.
He looks dapper. Yeah.
Big Drew Brees.
Yeah. No edge.
What else?
No need.
You guys, earlier in the show, Jonas had said that Michigan and Ohio State was his favorite college football rivalry. So I wanted to ask you guys, what's your favorite that doesn't involve Notre Dame or Penn State?
Ohio State, Michigan.
Easy.
It's the best. I would say it's bigger than any other Notre Dame rivalry.
What is the second? Is the second biggest? Is it the Iron Bowl, you think, as far as like college football rivalries? I know Brady wants to go UCLA, USC. Unfortunately, I don't think they, you know, that would be considered. You know, I
don't know that anyone cares about that matchup. Who doesn't live in LA?
What do you mean?
I'll be honest with you.
What do you mean?
I like Auburn and Alabama.
That one's pretty high.
I like the Iron Bowl.
Yeah.
They got like a variation of that in the high school around here where I live, and one of the kids that plays on the local school, his tree gets toilet paper wrapped.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, at least they're not poisoning it. Yeah, at least they're not poisoning it.
Army Navy, I think, is the second. I think that's the second. That one, to me, it's just patriotic, everything around it. That's the second best one to me.
The one in Philly every year that they play.
I think they're playing at MetLife, actually.
Oh, okay.
So they've been in New York. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, it's been a fun
it's been
one.
Real. It's been real.
Football Friday.
Enjoy the weekend. A little Black Friday.
It's a Black Friday.
Watch. I'm not touching that. I refuse to.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!